Glory and thanksgiving, the first step in faithfulness. In Romans chapter 1 verse 21, the Apostle Paul pinpoints the root of humanity's moral collapse. Although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God or give Him thanks, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Before the spiral of sin, before the approval of evil, there is this quiet but deadly starting point, failing to glorify God and give Him thanks. This isn't just a pagan problem. It's a danger for the church. We can preach, serve, and even defend truth publicly, and yet miss the first, most basic act of faithfulness, exalting God in glory and thanksgiving. A song that lifts us back to the heights. The worship anthem Hallelujah is a direct, beautiful answer to Romans chapter 1 verse 21. It doesn't just mention God, it magnifies Him by name. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Adonai, El Shaddai, Ruach HaKodesh, Yeshua, the Lamb who was slain, now crowned in glory. From the temple courts of Zion to every tribe and nation, the song paints the biblical picture of praise, both intimate and cosmic, declaring the truth of who God is and what He has done. Where Romans chapter 1 describes the suppression of truth, Hallelujah declares it boldly. Where the world withholds thanks, this worship overflows with gratitude. Where creation is exchanged for idols, this song fixes our gaze on the Creator. Why glory and thanksgiving matter? Paul's warning is urgent. When we stop glorifying God and giving thanks, our thinking becomes empty, our hearts grow dark, and the door opens for idolatry, confusion, and sin. The antidote is not complicated, but it is intentional. Glory. Lift God high above all else, in public and private, in song and in life. Thanksgiving. Constantly acknowledge His goodness, mercy, and provision, even in trials. Boldness. Refuse to be silent about who He is, even when the culture mocks. A call to the church. If Romans chapter 1 is true, and it is, then perhaps the most urgent need in today's church is not more clever programming, but more unashamed glory and thanksgiving. We need less self-focus and more God-focus, less fear of man and more fear of the Lord. As the song declares, Hallelujah, You're worthy, You are God alone. May our worship on earth echo the worship of heaven, until the day the whole earth joins in one eternal word. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.